Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Rick Lepsinger back on the show. Rick is the president of On Point Consulting, the co-author of Flexible Leadership, along with Gary Uecker. And he's been a member of our Brain Trust now for a number of years. And he's here to talk to us, here to get our 2013 kicked off the right way with leadership, talking about leadership. What's the difference between being an inspirational leader and a motivational leader? Rick Lepsinger, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you back. I love talking about leadership, Rick. It's one of my favorite topics because when you talk about leadership, there's so many facets of so many characteristics are in that are required to be a leader that it really help you can. There's just so many things you can talk about. There's knowledge, there's wisdom, there's timing, there's there's human understanding of human beings, there's courage. There's so many elements to leadership, aren't there?
Yeah, and they're all pretty highly interrelated as well. I mean, it's like, sometimes the literature focuses on one aspect of leadership, but I think in reality what you're really aspiring to is finding a way to integrate and combine all these various labels of leadership, you know, that kind of characterizes your style, bringing the right behavior at the right time
right.
for the right situation.
Exactly. So one of the things you want to talk about today is what you call the difference between inspirational leadership and motivating. Now,
yeah.
So why do we need they both sound a little bit, they both actually sound kind of the same thing.
Yeah. They in some ways they are similar, but it's interesting because this difference between motivating and inspiring, you know, really came to me out of some work that we were doing with clients. And it's also interesting that certain themes start to emerge across clients at a very various periods of time. But what people were saying to us is that the idea of motivating, which is an important leadership management skill, really wasn't sufficient. It wasn't enough. What they were looking for is for leaders to sort of dig deeper and to be inspirational.
So motivational was more, you know, whenever I speak, whenever I do keynote speeches, or whenever someone asks me about my keynote speech, if they find out that I do that, they'll say, are you a motivational speaker?
Right.
And I don't really like being called that because I tell them, I say, well, I try to make my message motivating, but I also try to give people something that when they leave the next day, it wasn't like a Chinese meal. They still have something, you know, to hold on to.
Right. And you're looking to be actually more inspiring because you want people to take action even when you're not there, to remind them about what to do. So really the big difference is that, you know, and it's not a hard line, but the big difference is that motivating tends to be more transactional. It's
right.
almost like an economic exchange.
Like being a cheerleader.
Yeah, well, no, well, it's more of an economic exchange of rewards for a particular behavior.
Short-lived.
Yeah, it's more of an external stimulus. And it's a good thing. There's nothing wrong with doing it because it does, in fact, achieve your outcome of getting the desired behavior. But what inspiring is intended to do is to be more about modeling behavior, aligning values to create enthusiasm and passion for the act. It's more focused on lighting sort of an internal fire that drives the individual's behavior. It's more emotion-based than reason-based or economic-based.
So I'm thinking back on when I was with a company like Xerox, we would have monthly salesmanship awards. So we'd be motivated the manager, our manager would motivate us to win that award every month.
Right.
But depending on whether they were inspirational or not would cause us to do it for the right reasons, not just for that little plaque.
Right, exactly. And what you're trying to do is get people to do it for, not just for the reward, although that's an important
right.
component of it. You want them to be acting with a broader picture and a broader purpose in mind.
Right.
And
well,
I think that really, and the inspirational side tends to get sustained
mm-hmm.
effort and to have people bring sort of bigger bigger discretionary effort
right.
than just what they need to do to get the prize or to get the
uh-huh.
award.
Well, I've got a box of those awards in my at my house from all those years ago, but I also still remember the lessons that I learned during those days. So I was
right.
motivated and inspired. And I think that's a good plan for the new year. Quick break.
Yeah.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.